Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to Iggy Garcia Live, the show where metaphysics, holistic living, motivation, and inspiration come together to empower your mind, body, and soul. We will dive deep into the realms of metaphysical wisdom, exploring the fascinating connections between mind and matter. Get ready to ignite your inner spark and embrace a journey of self-discovery. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Little pond in Dublin. Been kind of called to sing some songs, share some songs, get reconnected. Now we're transitioning out of winter, and we're going into spring. And we still got a little more winter to go, but it's getting closer, you know. So by my drum here, my Sweat Lodge drum. Different drum, so I felt called to sit here with the crows and the fish and the geese and just play little rhythms. This inspiration came from my brother Anthony. I saw his video drumming, so it inspired me to get out there and drum too. Reconnect with the earth, reconnect with spirit, reconnect with my pieces and parts of myself that are in challenges and things in life. As other people are suffering and going through things right now, sometimes we can help people and sometimes we can't. Sometimes we can't even help ourselves. But the big thing is that we take action, that we at least attempt to do the work, to improve, to be one with ourselves, one with the world, one with everybody. You know, there's all kinds of people who will never connect with you and never understand you, and that's okay. But there are those who will, and that's what's important, is those relationships you foster with those people who will connect with you, those people who will be with you. So today I just am grateful for the sun, I'm grateful for the clouds, I'm grateful for the wind, I'm grateful for the grass, this rock that I'm sitting on. Just giving thanks to all the things that sometimes we consider insignificant. We wake up and we just assume that it's there. But you know, when you think about it, the grand creation and the grand, you know, architect of the world, of the universe, had a very beautiful imagination. A beautiful imagination to create us, to create the rocks, the stones, the grass. You know, as we create and we manifest, so does Creator. And Creator presents us all these beautiful pictures and these beautiful things to observe, these beautiful things to be part of. Sometimes we notice it and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we acknowledge it and sometimes we don't. But regardless, it's here to take time to rest our spirit, our soul, our body, so we can refocus and regain our strength, to become connected again with the earth, be connected with people, be connected with life. Life is not a cubicle. Life is not four walls and two doors. Life is not four wheels and a carriage that gets you around. Life is deeper than that. Life is understanding the beautiful things, the beautiful relationships and people that we come into our lives. The people who challenge us, the people who love us, the people who defy us, the people who embrace us, the people who lie to us, the people who smile at us, the people who smirk at us. These are all pieces and parts of the universe reflecting back, showing us a mirror of what we can or cannot be, or what is there to see and things to heal in the world. A lot of healing must occur in the world right now. And we don't see it sometimes because we're too busy in our own lives. So today I drum with my ancestors and give thanks to them for supporting me and watching over me and protecting me and sharing with me their gifts, all the things that they've shared with me. The illusion is just because you're part of someone's family and they didn't participate, they weren't part of it, it doesn't mean it didn't exist. There are some things that family members will learn from other family members because they paid attention, because they took the time to learn. There are other family members who can care less what the ancestors had to teach or what elders had to teach. So when your family judges you and your family ridicules you and laughs at you, or your friends laugh at you because they know you from a past, it doesn't mean anything. It's just their expression and their projection upon you about things because they think they know you. They don't know you. Nobody knows you. You barely know yourself. So when your family ridicules you and your family makes fun of you and your friends turn away from you because they want the old version of you, they want something that they're familiar with, excuse me, a little gnat, then, you know, understand your path. Everybody's path is unique and special. You're on your path because this is where you're supposed to be. Wherever you're sitting right now, wherever you're at, is where you're supposed to be in that moment. Wherever spirit has led you, wherever spirit has taken you, that's where you're supposed to be. We strive to move through the landscape of life and try to see things differently, try to express things differently. But don't be consumed by all the material things in life. It's part of life. It's part of life. The material things are there in order for us to distract us, in order for us to do things that sometimes takes us away from our spiritual path. Each person has a spiritual calling. It may be big, it may be small, it may be medium, it may not be at all. But to not have a spiritual path is still a path. So never forget that. So I'm going to play my drum here a little bit so we can all work together. If you have your drum, you can drum with me. Spirit calls songs to our voice, into our throat, to our heart and our spirit. So if you hear a song as you play your drum, sing that song. Nobody's watching, nobody really cares in the sense of if you sing or not. If you sing, it's great. If you don't sing, it's great. That's the rub. If you feel like screaming and yelling and belting out, then do it. Hey. good to sing. It's good to release, let go. It's good to open up your lungs and let the breath in and let the breath out. Letting go of all those things that are trapped inside of our body, all those things that are sticking to us, all those things that we hold on don't serve us. There's so much pain in our spirit and soul that it affects our physical body. And when our physical body becomes compromised, it affects our spirit and mind. And then it all gets locked up. Letting go is hard sometimes because we work so hard to own that shit, you know? We work so hard to make it ours. And when someone tries to fix it or someone tries to change it, we identify to those things sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. I am that. This is what defined me. This is what made me. This is what molded me. I am because of this situation or that situation. I have to be guarded because this happened to me. I've been stabbed in the back. I've been hurt. I've been ridiculed. I've been muffed. I've been raped. I've been punished. I've been ran over by a car. I'm telling you my story. Because your story is my story sometimes. We're not much different. We look different. But as a human experience, we have similar things that happen to us sometimes. Mama, why are you here? Maya, hey, Maya, hey. I am Maya, hey, Maya, hey. I am Maya, hey, Maya, hey. I am Maya, hey, Maya, hey. Viracocha, yeah. Viracocha. Comfortable place to be, but I'm here to sit on it for a moment. Oh, the sun is beautiful as it shines down upon us and blesses us each day with photosynthesis. Ah, yeah, feels better. Rock and roll there. I hope you're with me and understanding what we're talking about today and what we're sharing today. There's a lot of deep messages in the wind, in the trees, even the way they sway, like these branches are swaying. When you look at them, in the work that I do, we read the leaves, the trees, and we look and we see that the seasons have been stunted, that seasons are changed, because there's still leaves on trees. There's still leaves on trees, meaning that winter is confused. That the earth is confused. The earth is in trying to connect with us, but cannot, because we're so disconnected from her that she tries to please us. She tries to share with us and give us what we need. Because our power of manifestation in creation, who we are as human beings, we have the magic to shift situations, environments, the weather. We can change the weather by our thoughts and our beliefs. We can call in storms, we can call in water, we can call in, but we have lost those gifts because we've been told that that is not how it works. But no, it is exactly how it works, because we are a symbiotic creature of this planet. We are connected to this earth as all the other creatures are. When certain trees grow, they create their own ecosystem, they create their own atmosphere, they create their own rainforest, they create their own storms. If trees can do it, we can do it. So this is why a lot of people say we control, we create, we mess with the weather because of the way we live. And there is some truth to that. But remember, the earth will always calibrate herself back to how she needs to be, not how we need to be. She will work with us and be with us and share with us how she thinks things should be. We are only but a short story on a long timeline of this planet. This planet is billions of years old. And this planet shares her gifts with us. They're buried in the stone, buried in the ground. That this world is amazing. This world has so many things to offer other than just things. Being outside and sitting here and being in the sun in February is her break. She gave us a break because in our minds, our mental minds, she knows that we are suffering. Sometimes we need the sunshine, but she also gives us a strange warning. She says that we must go back to the cold. We will go back for a little bit because we have to. I'll give you some respite. I'll share with you. It sounds like it's a godly thing, but it's a sentient being that we sit on. It's a living organism. The planet is alive, like you and I are alive. And we have to see her that way. We have to embrace her that way. You know, she gives her blood. She gives her land. She gives her nervous system. She gives her body to us every single day. And we have to give thanks to that. How do we thank her? I don't know. Everybody does it their own way. And some people don't even care because they'd never been taught properly. But those of you who are learning here, those of you who are staying by and listening, I ask you, please, to say thank you. Thank you, Mother Earth. And the wind blows, you see? She hears, she listens, she knows. She knows that I care. She knows that a lot of you are caring. A lot of you are saying thank you right now. And that's what's important. That's what's valuable. You know, the same way we look at Earth and we see the beauty, there are people the same way, the landscape of our body, who we are. We're a Mother Earth too. We're Father Earth, whatever you want to call yourself. But we are a living, breathing organism with multiple intricate processes that we can't even explain. And science is science. Science can give you facts, but they can't tell you exactly how it works. They just know, oh, it goes through this, it goes through that, blah, blah, blah. But no, they don't. They can't tell you what that spark is. Oh, but it's electricity, blah, blah, blah. Electricity flows in my house, flows in your house. The living spark that's inside of us, this amazing little energy, this spirit, this soul, this part of us that we cannot necessarily see, it's there. You have it, I have it. If you didn't have it, you wouldn't be walking. But once that spark is gone, we become the earth again. We become the soil again. We become the leaf that falls off the tree. We become the branch that falls off the tree. We become the grass that gets mowed and gets recycled and composted. If you were to just die and you fall somewhere, you would be composted. The earth would absorb you. The vermin, the rodents would steal your bones and eat them. It's just life. But we're so afraid sometimes of what happens to us, our body. But we're not always, we are only part of that. We're only part of our body. The other part is the most spiritual part. So this is why it's important that your physical body and your spiritual body collaborate and work in unison to become healthier. I challenge you to try to walk, try to exercise your spirit, your soul, as much as you exercise your body, because it all has to work together. I'm not saying you have to be skinny. I'm not saying that you have to be big or fat or whatever. No, we have to work in unison with what we have and appreciate and give thanks to our body. When's the last time you thank your body? When's the last time you said, thank you, body, for taking me down the way? When's the last time you woke up and said, thank you, whatever you are, or God, or whatever you believe in, for this breath that I took today? It's one of those things that we take for granted because we just live, and we get stuck in the system that's been put before us. And that system serves us to some degree, but it also hurts us. We have to find the balance. Take a moment to breathe. When's the last breath you took? You probably don't even remember, because this is the gift, the intricacy. That's the magic that's been put into our body. If you had to think about all the blood flow through your body and regenerate cells and do all that stuff, you would go mad. You'd be mad busy too. But there's a whole world inside of you, manifesting, creating, organizing. So when you're angry and you're sick, you can heal. So when you're sick, you talk to your body. Body, thank you for healing. We're healing. We're working together. Be in that present moment. I am well. Because, you know, your body is designed to fix itself, to regenerate itself, to create itself. There's part of your body to regenerate. There's nothing on this planet that doesn't heal. Everything comes from Mother Earth. Everything. You come from Mother Earth. Your vitamins come from Mother Earth. Your minerals come from Mother Earth. The drugs you take come from Mother Earth. It all comes from Mother Earth. It doesn't come from some strange planet somewhere else. It comes from here. And the only thing we do is we re-engineer it. We add a molecule here, we take a molecule out there, and it becomes something else. because we're creators too. We're creators too. So you have to create in your mind to be well, to be healthy. Wealthy. The wealth of your existence. This is why it's so powerful to share. And I'm not here to talk about religion or defunct religion, because that's your call. I'm here to share with you the gifts of right in front of you. I'm here to share with you the gifts that sometimes we walk past each day, or the person we wake up to. Yes, they make you angry. Yes, sometimes they make you happy. Sometimes they make you sad. Sometimes they do things that drive you nuts. But you know what? Give thanks that you have the choices and decisions to make if that's where you want to be. I look out here and the geese do what geese do. The grass does what the grass does. The trees do what the trees do. The wind blows where the wind blows. The clouds move with the winds. There's purpose in everything. There's cycles and seasons. And humans like to change the cycles and seasons. We want to be anti this or anti that. There's too much anger and too much frustration in the world. There's too much war. There's too much hate. There's too much misunderstanding. Too much, I'm not this, I'm not good that. Those people are no good. Those people don't believe in what I believe in. We will pay the price. We will pay the price when we reject the human side of us, the spiritual side of us. We are important. Next summer.
Los árboles para mí. Los árboles, los árboles, los árboles. Los árboles para ti y para mí. Las plantas, las plantas, las plantas. Las plantas para mí. Las plantas, las plantas, las plantas. Las plantas para ti y para mí. La tierra, la tierra, la tierra. La tierra para mí. La tierra, la tierra, la tierra. La tierra para ti y para mí.
Oof, I need a little water after that one. I was drying up a little bit, my throat a little bit. Water is life, right?
Las aguas.
Las aguas means water in Spanish. Oh, so nice today. It's a beautiful Friday morning here in Ohio. I think I'm in Dublin. I'm not too far from Susie's work. Take a moment to reflect a little bit about what we were talking about, what we were sharing today. I hope that you have been enjoying so far what we've been doing here on this little shamanic journey, this spiritual journey, this human journey, following the smoke. I followed the smoke today. The smoke told me to come here and sit here in this corner and just be part with the land that probably was never blessed by anybody. Well, today it got blessed, it got welcomed, and it got thanked, and it got embraced, and it got celebrated on. And sometimes the land calls you, the land calls to you and says, hey, please, I'm here, come sit on me, come fish from me, come climb me, you know, take a moment for yourself. So I want to play a little tribute to my parents for their connection and their, you know, their hearts coming together, you know, in a time where it was just, it was their time to meet, their time to embrace, their time to connect with each other. And then which created me and created my brothers and sisters and created my relationship with my significant other and created my children, created my grandchildren, created this whole lineage, this love, even if it was for that moment, you know, that love, that embrace of those two people who decided that they were going to take a chance on each other. And they probably didn't even know that. They probably didn't even use those words. But, you know, they took a chance on each other. They said, we're going to get married. We're young. But we didn't know we were going to get pregnant. And we're going to have this son of ours who put us through a lot of stuff. I was a challenging child. Most children are, right? But I was challenging them because I was almost didn't make it. Those of you who know my story. My mom had appendicitis. They had to put her into surgery. I still had 4 months to go inside the oven, and they said that only one of us was probably going to live, and that was most likely going to be my mom. They took me out temporarily in the sack. They operated on her, and they put me back in. They did whatever they did, and you know, God had a different plan. God had a different idea of what needs to happen. Spirit had a different part. My mom had a different idea. My mom's mind had a different idea. Because she didn't believe what the doctor said. She says, no, we both will live. And she said that. It's a true story. She said that when she had cancer with my sister, she had cancer. She said, you can have my body after my child is born. Talking about my sister. And Liberty was born. And then my mom had her surgery and she took the cancer out. But Liberty, she would never have known if Liberty, she hadn't got pregnant with Liberty, my sister. It's just funny how her, she had polio, you know, she had one leg that didn't develop after the polio attacked her after the vaccine. She's a strong woman, quiet woman. So I'm gonna sing for my mom, my dad. Let's do that. Because they came to America. They came to America and they had a dream. Did they fulfill all the dream? I don't know. I think they did. Whatever that was. Sometimes it was just to get here and see what happened.
My, yeah, hey!
yeah. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. It's good to be here. It's Buenos Aires. Oh yeah. Ma, yeah. Ba, yeah. Ma, yeah. Ba, yeah. Ma, yeah. Ba, yeah. Ba, yeah. Ma, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ma, yeah. Ba, yeah.
Oof. I hope you guys enjoyed spending a little time with me. If you want to play it back and listen to it later, you can. It's fun to be out here in nature with my drum, singing songs, being in ceremony, being with you, sharing with you the things that I love to do. Been out here long enough now. I'm gonna sign off and I will see you guys next time, whenever that is. I want to thank you for taking time to be with me and sharing with me and allowing me to share my thoughts with you. And like I always said, if anything resonated with you, awesome. If it didn't, awesome. Life is whatever we make it. So go out there. You make life what you want it to be. No more excuses that somebody is holding you back. No more excuses that you're not well. No more excuses that you don't have the money. No more excuses that you don't have the time. No more excuses that you're tired. No more excuses. Because that's what they are. They're just excuses. If you want change in your life, if you want to see creation manifest in your life, then you need to take action. The same way I take action. I sat out here today and I sang my songs because I took action. Because you know what? Spirit says it's time to sing. And you hear that voice in your head. That voice sings in your head. That voice rolls in your head. You can't deny it. You already know the answers to many things that you ask. You just want validation from somebody else sometimes to say yes or no. And then you have an out if you decide not to do something because they gave you a different version of how they perceived your message. So be careful where you get your information from. Be careful who you ask for advice from. Be sure that when they give you advice, that these are just potential possibilities. Nothing is ever etched in stone. You know, in a cosmic universe, we no longer exist in the manifestation in a universe that is limited and it reforms and recalibrates itself. On another distant world, they watch our planet's bright sun reflecting and shining. And when that light gets to them, we no longer exist as much as the light we see is already gone. So it's like a weird jam, like spread it or put it in a sandwich kind of scenario, you know? We're here right now, but we're not really here. But we are, we're not. That's for another show. We exist and we don't exist simultaneously. Because as we're creating, because time is an illusion, it's cool to look at things in a way that we usually don't look at things. So, some things to chew on. We exist and don't exist at the same time. We are no longer here anymore, but we are here at the same time. You know? you see yourself physically. You look at yourself in the mirror. You see yourself in pictures. You know, I'm going to give you a funny story, and then I'll cut out here. My wife and I were working on my avatars for my on my Snapchat and, you know, Facebook. She goes, "That guy doesn't look like you." I said, "But that's how I see myself." And she, I said, "Okay, I'm going to give you the avatar. I'm going to have you design it how you think you see me." And damn it, it looked like me. Like I, you know how people see me, you know. But we create this image and this picture of what we think how we should look like in our mind's eye. We latch onto things that from our past, things from our present, things from our future. And man, we were just laughing so hard, you know, because the options were kind of limited. But it was funny because, and I shared this story with you because sometimes we see ourselves a certain way, and people project upon us how they see us and how they want to view us and how they want to experience us. People don't experience us the way we want them to experience us. They experience us the way they perceive the information we broadcast out to them. So if I smile, I most likely will get a smile. If I frown, I most likely won't get any response. And if I look strange one day, or if I'm dressed funny, and I walk up to a crowd of people or anybody and just say, "Hey, what's up?" And they may look at me kind of weird. You know, it's just perception is everything. People perceive people all the time, and they prejudge, and they have a predetermined, you know, list in their head what someone should look like in their mind's eye. So if people who walk in the park see me, they probably have their projected imagery of who I am or what I'm doing, or wondering what the hell I'm doing. But the cool thing is, you know, some people waved and some people just kept walking by. Some people act like I didn't really exist, like I wasn't here. But maybe I wasn't here to them. Maybe they didn't really see me because they weren't looking for me. But I saw them. I encountered what I encountered. I could only see what my periphery would give me, or what my eyes would tell me, or my ears would share with me, or my scent would share with me. So it's really cool to be here in the park and just enjoy this beautiful park. I'm going to flip the camera so you guys can see. Some of you may know where I'm at. I'm here by the waterfall, this beautiful pond. This is where I was this morning. And I'm sitting up against this stone wall, this Irish stone wall, or Scottish wall, whatever. But it's supposed to be like a remnants of a All right, so you guys have an amazing, beautiful day. Thanks for being with me. I have a drum circle Sunday. I have a drum circle on the 24th at Ricky Center. On Sunday, it's the Metro Parks in Grove City, Sayota. I think it's called Sayota Metro. But just check out my event pages. All right. Iggy Garcia out. IggyGarcia.com. Ho'oponopono. Matakuyasin. Irisikwi. It's good to be here. And I will see you guys next time. Peace and love.